Hello. Welcome again to our Fountain of Life. What a blessing to open Bibles and expound and feed on and be blessed by the beautiful Word of God, the perfect Word of God. I believe our Bible is perfect. I especially believe the King James Bible is perfect. I do love it. And I saw a bumper sticker on a car the other day, and it was something about all these people that love guns and want to have their gun rights, and said, "You can have my gun when you pry it out of my cold, dead fingers," or something. And I saw one better than that. Said, "You can have my King James Bible when you pry it out of my cold, dead fingers." I thought that was a good one. I don't think we ought to give up a good Bible when we got it, a perfect Bible, inspired, inerrant, eternal, everlasting, instruction in righteousness. Well, verse 17 of chapter 10 of Mark the 10th chapter, verse 17. We've been talking about in the previous days taking up the cross. Any man want to be my disciple? Desire to follow me? Anybody want to be named by Jesus? He said over there in Matthew 16, deny yourself, lose your life, take up your cross, follow Jesus. I want to look at a man today that was presented a cross, and he rejected it. And this was the man that we call the rich young ruler here in Mark the 10th chapter, verse 17. And when he was gone forth in the way, there came one running and kneeled to him and asked him, "Good master, what shall I do that I may inherit eternal life?" And Jesus said unto him, "Why callest thou me good? There's none good but one, that is, God. Thou knowest the commandments. Do not commit adultery. Do not kill. Do not steal. Do not bear false witness. Defraud not. Honor thy father and mother." And he answered and said unto him, "Master, all these have I observed from my youth." Then Jesus, beholding him, loved him, and said unto him, "One thing thou lackest. Go thy way, sell whatsoever thou hast, and give to the poor, and thou shalt have treasure in heaven. And come, take up the cross, and follow me." And he was sad at that saying, and went away grieved, for he had great possessions. Well, there it is. A young man, no doubt a religious man, no doubt the kind of young man we'd probably all like to have in our family, a son, a daughter, a son-in-law, a brother-in-law, family member. And he came running to Jesus. He came to the right one. And he called him good master. And he said, "What shall I do to get to heaven? I want to live forever. I want to go to heaven." And Jesus said, "Do you not know the commandments?" "Yeah, you know them." And he named several of them, but not all of them. He didn't mention, "Thou shalt not covet" there. And that was obvious, the sin of the young man. And Jesus told him, "Just one thing thou lackest." Just one thing. You know, that sounds easy. Just one thing is all you need to do, and you'll go to heaven. But this one thing was his whole life. This one thing was death to everything he knew. This one thing was a crucifixion of everything he held dear to his life. His lands, his houses, his gold, his silver, his horses, his cattle, his chariots, every investment he had, every business he had. Sell all that you have. give the money away? How about giving it to the poor? And then you come empty, stripped, nothing left but you and a will to follow. Take up the cross. You know, the cross is an instrument of death. It's an instrument of crucifixion. It's an instrument of total defeat for the body of a man, for the flesh of a man, for the life of a man. And he said, take up the cross, follow me. You know, how many disciples were there? There were 12. This man was invited to be the 13th disciple, it seems like. But it said in verse 22, he was sad at that saying, and he went away grieved, for he had great possessions. Now, one man told me one time that Jesus didn't show that man any love. He gave him something way harder than anybody else he met. But if you'll back up a couple of verses, it says very clearly, in verse 21, just the verse before that, it said Jesus, beholding him, loved him. I picture Jesus taking this man and embracing him and showing him a compassionate, caring look. Looking into his eyes, he was looking into the eyes of the very creator of heaven and earth and his own life. And Jesus said, he loved him and said unto him, one thing thou lackest. Oh, my friend, do we think that we're going to get to heaven just going to church, hearing the preacher preach and going home? Do we think we're going to get to heaven just being an American Christian, not reading our Bibles, leave them in the car all week, never seek the will of God, just half-hearted, more excited about work or recreation or eating or something than we are knowing the living God? This should convict us all. It convicts me. The cross is death to self. And that's the only way you and I can be any good to God is if we surrender A-L-L. Will you meditate on these things? And I sure will too. If you need prayer, if you need help, if you need to be saved, God is willing. God is waiting. If you need help, you can push 0, and then 99 will get you to the voicemail. You may leave us a message. We'll get back with you. We love you. We care for you, and we pray that God would help us all to bear the reproach of Christ. Goodbye.